It's a relatively new test that's being used to figure out a course of treatment for someone with scoliosis and abnormal curvature of the spine. Dr. Matthew Geck, co-chief of the Seton Spine and Scoliosis Center, says it was developed after researchers figured out the problem is linked to genetics.
And this genetics test allows us to take a little bit of saliva. So you take it from a girl from 9 to 13 years old who has an early stage scoliosis, so a mild curve that you're trying to figure out what to do.
Dr. Geck says the saliva test will tell doctors if she's at low, medium, or high risk for progressing to a large curve that may eventually require additional treatment.
If they're at low risk, then we can reassure this 10 or 11-year-old girl that she's probably not going to need any further treatment. We don't have to brace her. We don't have to put her through that kind of psychological stress.
If, on the other hand, the patient is at high risk for developing a significant curve in the spine,
through a little 4-millimeter incision, we can put some staples along the edge of a growing scoliosis and straighten it out so the girl never needs fusion, she never needs reconstruction, she never needs bracing.
Dr. Geck notes that the new approach to assessing and treating scoliosis comes following studies released by the Scoliosis Research Society last fall. He says the Seton Spine and Scoliosis Center is part of a pioneering effort.
The test has just gone into release, and we're the first people in Central Texas to have done the test.
The doctor says the test was first made available to Central Texas patients about 2 months ago and has been used on only a handful of patients. In terms of figuring out what course of treatment to follow, Dr. Geck says doctors will no longer have to rely on rough guesses because the test provides
more of a very clear crystal ball about what's going to happen in the future so we can best treat these teenagers.
And he says that means providing an alternative to traditional reconstructive scoliosis surgery, which means instead of doing a long incision to fix the problem, little incisions can be made, and that makes for a shorter recovery time. Perry Watson, News Radio 590, KLBJ.